Emily? I lifted my eyes from the menu at the deli. Standing before me was the acting teacher I'd studied with as a teenager. It had been years since I'd last seen her. We hugged and caught up a little, and she told me about how her theater school was going. "And what are you up to these days?" she asked. "I'm about to start law school in the fall," I replied enthusiastically. Since taking an introductory law class the year before, I'd developed a nerdy fascination with things like contracts and property law. These systems felt like an entirely new way of looking at the world. Her reaction was not what I expected. A funny expression materialized on her face as she cocked her head to one side. "Hmm, I thought you were going to be a filmmaker." My heart sunk. There it was. My problem, verbalized in a single sentence. "I thought you were going to be a filmmaker." This happened nearly a decade ago. I was 23, and I was slowly beginning to observe a pattern in myself. I noticed my tendency to dive into a new field, become completely engrossed, voraciously devour every bit of related information I could get my hands on, and complete a few projects I was very passionate about. After a number of months or years, my interest would miraculously begin to wane, and I would shift toward a new and exciting field, at which point the pattern would repeat. Boredom always set in once I reached a fairly high level of proficiency. Of course, this was also the point at which people would look at me and say, "Wow, Emily, you're good at this. You've really found your thing, haven't you?" Ugh, cue the guilt, cue the shame. This way of being in the world, becoming fascinated by something, diving in, gaining skills, and losing interest, caused me a lot of anxiety. Assuming that the tendency to pivot between disciplines was unique to me, I felt totally alone. My peers certainly didn't have everything figured out, but they all seemed to be on a linear trajectory towards something. My path, on the other hand, was just a mess of zigzags: music, art, web design, filmmaking, law. When my former acting teacher told me, with apparent confusion and disappointment, that she thought I was going to be a filmmaker, it was like I crashed face first into a truth about myself that I'd been hiding from. I was incapable of sticking with anything. That moment felt like a moment of clarity, and it did not feel good. A million questions spun in my head. Will I ever find my thing? Do I even have a thing? If my calling isn't any of the things I've tried before, will it be the next one? Will I ever be content in one job for more than a few years? Or will each profession eventually lose its luster? And the most cutting question of all, if I must flit between fields in order to stay happy, will I ever amount to anything? I worried that I was, at my core, someone who couldn't commit or follow through. I was certain that there was something wrong with me. Someone might label these thoughts frivolous, privileged, or a product of my age, or lack of maturity at the time. But why am I here is a question that humans of all ages grapple with. The experience of this kind of confusion around not just career, but identity itself, feels anything but frivolous. It is paralyzing. What do you want to be when you grow up? Do you remember being asked as a little kid what you wanted to be when you grew up? How did you feel? When I think back to when I was 5 or 6, I don't remember my specific answer, but I do remember what happened after I answered. The face of the adult who had asked took on a look of approval and pride. It felt good to declare an identity. The world, well, my little world at least, approved. Something happens to many of us as we get older. What do you want to be when you grow up goes from being a fun exercise in daydreams to a more serious, more anxiety-inducing question. We begin to feel the pressure to respond with a practical answer, one with weight and consequences, to which we will be held. We sense the people around us trying to pinpoint the type of person we are becoming, and we want the same kind of approval we were granted as little kids when we declared our desire to become circus clowns or dinosaurs. We want all of this, but we don't want to be boxed in or to make the wrong choice. While outside forces prod us to declare a major, home in on our strengths, and find a niche, We mortals are struggling to understand who we are and what kind of significance our life will have. It's a mess of external and internal pressures, intertwined with existential and identity confusion. This mess isn't relegated to adolescence either. For many of us, it continues throughout our lives.